Everybody, welcome back to Bomber Brothers Podcast, part of the Pinstripe Alley community of podcasts. It's been a while. Good to be talking with you, Sean.
Well, I mean, we kind of been in a holding pattern here.
Yeah, that holding pattern is coming to an end. We are here to say our goodbyes. This will be our final episode, and we just wanted to say goodbye and thank all the listeners. Kind of crazy, Sean, to think that we started this 2 years ago in your dining room, right? And we put it up on our SoundCloud that we made just for the podcast and had like a solid 26 downloads or something like that.
Yeah, and then the two of them were probably from us.
Yeah, another one was probably from Dad.
Yeah, so, yeah, pretty crazy run. We went from, the beginning of 2018, like middle of 2018 to probably doing it earnestly up until the end of 2020. And then, we went from doing it in our living room to talking to David Cohn and Jim Leyritz and you know, a lot of really great guests along the way. Now are you allowed to say why we're wrapping this up or no? Because, it's not because Tanaka's leaving, even though I am heartbroken.
Yeah, no, that is it. We saw the news this morning that Tanaka's going back to Japan, and just thinking of him not in a Yankee uniform was too much for us, so we're wrapping it up. No, I mean, I'm sure it's fine. I mean, I'm taking a job at WFAN, so it just doesn't seem like there's going to be a time for us to keep doing this. I mean, I'm sure we'll still be talking amongst ourselves about all the Yankee games and making our voices and opinions heard on Twitter.
So we started as competition for Mike Francesa, and then he retired, and now they've chosen you as the replacement. Is that basically how I can read this?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Yeah. So we've became such competition for WFAN. We can't have you work there and then continue this at the same time. Yeah, although maybe exactly. I will just do this by myself and just, we could be like rivals. It'll be,
yeah. Know, you could be your own Francesa running a solo show.
Yeah. So we'll just count all Tino Martinez's home runs in 1997, 0, 1, 2, 3,
all the way to what,
44. That's it. I think 142 RBIs, something like that, something crazy.
Yeah, I know that's your biggest regret, that what was left unfinished with this podcast was not getting Tino on.
Well, I have two emails out to him because he apparently was doing some real estate brokering out in Tampa, but no, he hasn't gotten back to me yet. So if he does, though, I'm gonna just like lie and be like, yeah, we're still doing this, and just like call and fake it like we're recording, and I'll just ask him my questions and that'll be it.
That's a good idea.
So anyway, but I mean, it was definitely fun. But who was your favorite guest?
Oh, well, I'm definitely going to preface that by saying thank you to every guest we had on. I mean, we got to talk to some awesome people, some of our favorite writers, even some of our favorite players.
Favorite announcers.
Too. Yeah, favorite announcers. I mean, the joy that I got out of talking to Jack Curry and David Cohn about Full Count, I think we got to talk to him, what, like 2 days before the book officially came out. And just like talking to David Cohn about like his, you know, what sparked him into being interested in analytics and like, you know, what it was like being on the mound in the 96 World Series and what it was like with each passing out in his perfect game. I mean, that's, for me, one of my, you know, top five favorite pitchers of all time. So just to be able to kind of like talk to him about some of our favorite moments being as Yankee fans growing up was pretty surreal. I'd say that was my favorite.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was the first one former Yankee we spoke to, right?
I think so. Yeah, and then we got to talk to Jim Larris. We talked to Dwight Gooden,
and don't forget what's his name, the former center fielder,
Chris Dickerson.
Chris Dickerson. Kanan Smith, who just got traded, minor leaguer.
Yeah, Kanan Smith got traded for Tyone.
Italian. Yeah, Yeah. Thank God I don't have to learn how to pronounce that this quickly. We're going to have to talk about it. Yeah, no, talking to Cone was crazy. I was really nervous for that one, for sure. So that one was awesome.
Yeah, and there were some other, like, great ones that, like, you know, obviously we were excited to talk to all of them or else why would we have reached out? But, like, Marty Appel, the Yankee historian who used to be the PR director, like, getting to talk to him, and he's, like, an encyclopedia of Yankee history. So he was – he was a really great one to talk to. And I know for us, like, we're huge fans of Fangraphs and Effectively Wild and The Ringer. So we got to talk to Ben Lindbergh a couple times and talking to him about the MVP machine when that book just came out, which that's probably one of my favorite baseball books ever now. That was pretty incredible.
Yeah, I talked to him twice. Got to talk to Ryan Rucco, who, I mean, like, that was kind of like one of the first podcasts, honestly, I started listening to. It was the R2C2 podcast, and
yep,
it was really cool to talk to him. He was really fun. I really like talking to Ricky Ricardo too, the Yankee Spanish announcer. I thought he was really fun. So really cool. It was really fun to hear somebody's voice on the other end of your own telephone that you have listened to. I mean, like, in the case of, like, when we spoke to Sweeney Murdy, like, we've listened to Sweeney on WFAN and the Yankeeography since we were in, like, I was in high school, you were in middle school. So,
yeah,
you know, even before that. So that was some fun stuff. And then obviously, you know, like, David Cone's voice has been in interviews in our living room since, like, 1995, 96. So that was cool.
Yeah. And just to see, like, the podcast itself grow with each passing interview, like we mentioned, 26, whatever it was, downloads the first episode. And, you know, by the time we were getting ready for spring training this past season, right before COVID hit, we were, you know, at 10,000. And so, I'm, you know, getting picked up by Pinstripe Alley in between. It was really cool. Definitely did not expect that when we were sitting in your dining room in 2018 talking about when Aaron Judge was going to be back from his fractured wrist.
Yeah, that's So, I mean, maybe that we're wrapping it, because all the injuries started, like, right then. So maybe that's over now. It's all these chances the Yankees are taking. It's going to be great.
Well, this is the perfect time then, because the Yankees are taking on some more injury risk players with high ceilings but also very low floors if the injuries continue. So if this is the necessary casualty to put an end to the Yankees' lingering injury bug, then we will graciously step aside.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, there's no real casualty for you. You get to still, yeah, I know you'll be writing about different things, but you still get to, you know, do this as a profession, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm really really excited. Definitely sad to lose this. I know it's been more of a grind lately with COVID and, you know, just not as much news, a really slow off season, except these past couple weeks, the Yankees have started making their moves, but I know it was more of a grind. But again, when we were going through, like, 2019 pre COVID times and the Gerrit Cole signing and talking to someone new every week, this was an absolute blast.
Yeah. I mean, like, 2019, after they clinched the division, we both wanted to jump on pretty much before the celebration was even over to talk about it. And then when they beat the Twins, I remember that game ended really late. I think we started right the next morning to record, and then thought, like, when they got Cole and everything. So, like, that was the peak, like, the end of 2019. But you know, that was a really fun and special year. So it was cool that we got to do that for the whole season. Obviously we did it for all of 2020, but that was just kind of a half weird year. And
yeah,
it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, it felt weird doing it during COVID. I don't know, like, obviously, like, still enjoying our lives and doing what we can, but it just, I don't know, it kind of takes on a different feel in some weird way. But be out of it soon and back and we'll, you know, I'll be back to being just the civilian.
Yeah.
Gonna laugh at my own joke, and then that's it.
Yeah, well, again, thank you to everybody who has listened along the way, even in the pre-Pinstripe Alley days when we were just on SoundCloud. Thank you.
Real quick. What was your favorite game that we were podcasting for? So, like, middle of 2018 to present.
This might be like a dark horse one, but Game 3 of the 2019 ALDS, when we were, it was like, how the hell did they even just win that game? Like, talking about that and reliving, like, Severino getting out of the bases loaded, no out jam, Glaber sliding play to get them out of another jam in like the fifth or whatever. Just like Didi's diving catch in the ninth. Like, there was no reason they should have won that game, but like everything broke their way. And I just remember being like, wow, like, they're going back to the ALCS. I still have no idea how they just pulled it off. And because we recorded right before that series, and I know you were not very optimistic and had thought that the Twins were finally going to figure out the Yankees, and then just to sweep them again in like the dominant fashion that they did was pretty surreal. I'd say that one was good. And I mean, keeping it with Yankees Twins, did we record right after the Hicks diving catch game in 2019?
Yeah, we definitely record. Yeah, we were probably recorded right after that.
I'd say those are the ones that stick out the most for me.
Yeah, those are some good ones.
What about you?
So I would probably stick with 2019 too. I think, I don't think we recorded right after this game, and it was for the series was probably over, but the game five where Hicks hit the home run, like they finally got to Verlander, like that was probably my favorite game since we started recording, but game to talk about. I think that when things got really heated up with Tampa Bay, that game where Judge hit a two-run homer and then Didi hit a grand slam on a ball that was basically at his
That was pretty early in the year. That was when Didi was
It was like right in the middle of the next man up thing. Yeah. And it was like a lot of fun, like a good regular season. Like I don't know, that was a good time to be a Yankee fan during that season. So
yeah, I mean, game five, 2019 ALCS is definitely definitely. I mean,
we were at that game together too, so yeah, that was fun. So we two huge home runs. We were sitting almost in the same exact seat.
Like Didi's grand slam in the ALDS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess two weeks apart.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
All right, go hang out with Mike Francesa and Craig Carton, and leave me here in the dust.
I don't know if Francesa's there anymore.
Working the corporate life. Well, you mean the Mike Francesa studio.
Yeah, it's true.
Have they given you the Ryan Chichester audio yet?
I know. It's going to be the first thing I ask for.
Mark Melusis. That's all right. Well, congratulations. Obviously, I'm very happy for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I shouldn't have been one of the people to send you that job link. You know, it's
appreciate that.
You'll be reporting to a former guest of the pod. Is that correct?
Yeah, Lou DiPietro, the managing editor of the WFAN digital team. I'll be working with him.
And he had he was one of the executive producers for Home. Well, one of the producers for Homegrown, right?
Yeah, on the Yes Network. Yep.
Which that was an awesome show. So
loved it.
Really good hands creatively.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Lou is, and he's a really good guy too.
That's awesome. All right. Well, let's do one prediction for to end it out. What do you think? What do you think the Yankees do this year?
I think the Yankees win the division. I think bringing LeMahieu back, and I would assume that one of the many wild card rotation pieces will work out, and I feel like that would give them enough to overtake. Maybe the Blue Jays going to be the biggest competition. I don't know. It's really weird. So. Really weird transformation in Tampa, just kind of reaching the World Series. I mean, I guess not surprising one, just given how they operate, but reaching the World Series and then just trading off a bunch of their key pieces, so they kind of did the Yankees a favor there. the Blue Jays also acquiring Steven Matz really made me optimistic about the Yankees' chances. That, you know, a lefty homer heavy pitcher going up against the Yankees' righty stacked lineup. I like the sound of that. So it's weird, you know, like we've talked about, and I think it's justified, how little the Yankees have done to kind of set themselves apart from the rest of the pack. But you look at the rest of the league and it's almost like, I mean, I guess they're still, are they still the American League favorites? Like who else has done anything to really move ahead of them? I mean, all the bulk of the action in terms of teams going all in has kind of been in the National League, aside from, you know, Toronto's obviously made plenty of moves, but I don't think enough to surpass the Yankees. So we're probably looking at another season where the Yankees look like a contender. They need to add some pieces at the deadline and they don't. And then another team kind of, whether it's Toronto or a surprise team like the White Sox or something, starts showing themselves as the best in the league, and the Yankees lose to them in a hard-fought ALCS or some crap like that.
I think the Yankees go to the World Series this year. I just feel like they bought enough lottery tickets where even if half of them fail in the rotation, you'd still have four good ones. You know, they have nine starters right now, so
yeah.
I think they'll find a way to make it work. I'm a little more concerned with the versatility in the lineup. I think they might add one more budget bat, probably Brett Gardner.
Brett Gardner.
but you know, we'll see what happens. The offense was cooking last year, and you bring LeMahieu back, and you know, Clint Frazier seems to have established himself. So we'll see. I would love for them to instead of get Gardner, maybe go get Jock Peterson. That'd be sick. I love Brett Gardner, but you know, I just like performance wise, it'd be good to get Jock. Or I think they could actually use more versatility in the infield. Go get Didi. Bring Didi back, a lefty bat that could spell Glaber at short.
I would love nothing more than having Didi back. And
we have nobody to tweet after the games now. No Tanaka.
I know.
No Didi. So things are. But I think the American League right now is there to be had. There's no super team left. I think you're going to see Toronto and Chicago come up, but I feel like it'll take a year or two for them to pass the Yankees. So I think these next 2 years will be the Yankees' opportunity for them to make the World Series and hopefully win it. But like you said, there's going to be a beast waiting in the National League, whether it be the Dodgers, the Padres, the Mets. You know, there's a lot of good teams out there.
Yeah, probably not coming out of the Central, but –
no,
there are some good teams.
No team is coming out of either Central, most likely. I mean, some weird stuff could happen. Watch the World Series winds up being like Cardinals, I don't know.
Twins.
Yeah, Twins. We'll see. But Jay Happ is pitching for the Twins.
Yeah. Well,
I can't wait to go. I can't wait. Post-COVID, we're going to go Yankees, Twins. Yeah, here comes the easy win. Jay Happ, seven innings, two runs.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I would not be surprised. We'll go to like a Cole Happ game and we're like, oh, this is easy. And they'll lose like a 3-1 game. Cole gives up like one home run on a mistake.
Glaber will make like an error. There'll be a walk and then a 3-run homer and that'll be it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that cheery note, but yeah, I'm gonna pick the Yankees to go to the World Series this year. So I make all negative predictions. I'm going out. They're going to make the World Series. Who knows what happens when they get there?
All right.
I'm picking them out in the ALCS. I don't think I've ever out predicted you before.
Yeah,
like in terms of how far they'll go.
Yeah,
because I'm almost Mr. Negative.
All right. Well, I hope you're right.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, thank you, everyone, again, so much for listening through the past couple of years. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you to everyone who has agreed to talk with us on the podcast through all these years as well. That was certainly very appreciated. Definitely wouldn't have lasted this long without a lot of those people. And thank you, Sean, of course.
See, I was all geared up. I'm like, see, I'm going to say thank you, Ryan, and let's go. And that was going to be my exit, but then you said it. So, yeah, thank you to all of our guests. Thank you, Ryan, and thank you, you know, to everybody that listened along the way. We'll be cheering along the Yankees pretty much for the rest of our lives. So, let's go, Yanks.
Yeah, go Yankees. Take care, everybody.